Hello, you are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Local Motion, our weekly local affairs show. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for joining us. In this installment of Local Motion, we'll talk with three local filmmakers who recently collaborated on a project at Elsewhere Studios here in Paonia. Director Clara Penna and co-writers and producers Matt Jenkins and John Steele made a short documentary film called Of Apples and Anthracite. The film came out of Elsewhere Studios' Inspired Art at Work project, which encouraged artists to produce socially engaged art projects in various formats with participatory experience. The multimedia projects advanced dialogue on key issues like the survival of the local watershed, Gunnison River health, avenues toward prosperity, and sense of place. The Inspired Art at Work project culminated in a symposium in Paonia last weekend, August 24th through August 26th. Of Apples and Anthracite was presented in a packed house screening at the Paradise Theater on Friday night and was the first event of the symposium. Movie makers Clara Penna, Matt Jenkins, and John Steele sat down at the KVNF studios for an interview before screening the film at the Paradise. KVNF News first asked them to introduce themselves and to talk about how they became involved in the project.
So my name is Matt Jenkins. I'm originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee, but when I was a sophomore in my undergraduate studies, I have family in Gunnison, Colorado, and I was hoping to transfer from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. My brother and I, when I was 19, road tripped out to Gunnison, and I just fell in love with Colorado and the Western Slope. And my aunt said, you know, we got a college here in Gunnison called Western, and she said, you ought to check it out. So I did. I graduated from there and just loved the area. I've been in Colorado. I'm living in Montrose now for several years, my 10th year in Colorado. And just love it. I worked for the school district, was a film and drama teacher before I went to work at the district office as a coordinator. And in December, I finished my graduate degree in film and media studies. And I was visiting Montrose High School, where I used to teach, and talking with Clara Penna, who was a film teacher and a multimedia teacher. And I said, hey, you know, I'm done with this film degree and I'm just dying to find a project. And Claire said, hey, I just put in for this project at Elsewhere Studios and I could use some help on it. So if you want to help, go for it. And John Steele and I went to Western together. John published my first short story in the college literary magazine. And so we were buddies. I always liked that he published my story, of course. And then for 15 years now, we've traded writing projects and been writing partners. And so I grabbed John and said, we've got to get in on this film project with Clara. And 8 months later, here we are, because that was in December, and we've just had a blast working on the project. So,
great. And John?
Well, Matt kind of explained how we met and got onto the project with Clara, but like he said, we met at Western State Colorado University as undergrads, and you know, after we graduated, I got a master's degree in creative writing, taught some classes at Western for a couple of years, moved on to high school teaching in Montrose, and now I'm at the district office as a STEM and gifted and talented coordinator. And when Matt mentioned that Clara was working on a project, I thought really highly of Clara and said that'd be an awesome opportunity, so I jumped right on board.
And Clara, you directed the movie. How did you get into it?
So I actually studied biology in college, and my specialty was parasites. But I also took a class called Climate Change in Film Production, where I first got into film. And it always seemed like my film projects drew me to the North Fork Valley, where my dad grew up. He grew up on a small farm on Sunshine Mesa in Midway. And so I told a few stories through video about this valley, specifically about the coal industry and then about oil and gas leases. And through that, fell in love with film and fell in love with Paonia. And so when this opportunity came up through Elsewhere, it was a no-brainer to try and get involved. And it's turned into really a third film in a series. And for me, the best so far, the best experience, and working with the best people and the best team.
Of Apples and Anthracite is a documentary film that interviews six North Fork Valley residents about the past, present, and future of the Paonia area community. Director Clara Penna was inspired by her father, Boyd Boland, who is the first and last person interviewed in the film. Boland sets up the film's conceit. The past and present of the North Fork Valley are very different, and its future is unknown. As the movie says, the community is at a crossroads. The filmmakers then go on to interview six different North Fork Valley residents, representing the spectrum of old and young, longtime Valley residents, and those new to the area, coal miners and ranchers, farmers and families. The documentary spoke to Mark Waltermeyer of Thistle Whistle Farm, longtime coal miner Ron Wist, the Campbell family, multi-generational ranchers in the Valley, the Holt family, multi-generational grocers at Don's Market, Susie Caldas, head of the North Fork Creative Coalition, and the recently arrived farming family of Chris, Natalie, and Amelie Haynes. Here's what the filmmakers had to say about the interview subjects in the documentary.
It's a short documentary film, but you know, it speaks to some important truths, I think, about Paonia and the human condition, and kind of finding out how we're going to sustain this community, finding out, you know, what culturally we're going to, how we're going to move forward, and you know, what's important to people. I mean, the folks we interviewed, I mean, they care about this place. They had differing opinions, they had different identities, they had different ideologies, but every single one of them was saying, listen, what I do matters and where I live matters. And we tried to kind of mesh together the puzzle piece, I think, that is the North Fork Valley in Paonia.
And Clara, tell me a little bit about more about your dad. You said he lives in Paonia. Talk about how that kind of history and your history with the town inspired the idea to make the movie here.
So the way that my dad describes Paonia from his memories as a child growing up here is very different than the Paonia you see today. And so there's been this tension for him now that he's in his retirement after 40 years away from the town, trying to come home again, as he says. And he remembers Paonia as it was, and he's having to adjust to Paonia as it is. And that is really what we're exploring in this film. And so, like, I guess for me, as a kid, I always knew my father's Paonia. And now, as an adult who has moved here to live with my husband, I am experiencing Paonia as it is now, and I'm imagining Paonia as it will be. And that's a huge transition for me. It's a huge transition for my dad. And by talking to all these different people in our community who really we had never spoken with before, we're starting to unravel what that means.
That was Clara Penna, director of the documentary Of Apples and Anthracite. You are listening to Local Motion on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. Next up in our interview with the filmmakers is a discussion about process and about the people who helped make the movie. Besides Penna, Jenkins, and Steele, a crew of four high school students provided artistic and technical support to the film that turned out to be essential. Those students were Hedda Doman, a sophomore at Montrose High School who was the art director, made the poster, and made all text-related decisions. Robin Barrami, a senior at Boulder High School, who was the editor and cinematographer. Sydney Warner, a Montrose High School graduate, who was the director of photography. And Liza Eller, a sophomore at the Paonia Experiential Leadership Academy, who worked as the production intern. First, the filmmakers talk about the artistic process involved in putting together the movie.
Yeah, it was an interesting process to kind of approach this as from a storytelling point of view. And in the beginning, we were kind of thinking about concepts and themes and what would tie all these disparate parts together and coming up with some imagery that would help to bring all the pieces together. And the first thing we kind of landed on was crossroads, because it seemed to us that Paonia and the North Fork Valley was very much at a crossroads, like Clara was talking about, past, present, and future. And then it led kind of to Well, generations tie into that idea of the crossroads too, because that's past, present, and future. And the Paeonia of old is no longer Paeonia of present and probably won't be the Paeonia of the future. And so we really kind of thought along those terms thematically and thought, how do we write this? And then we soon discovered, Matt and I being writers, that you can't write a documentary like this. You can't script it. You have no idea where it will lead once you start interviewing people and getting in locations. And you just kind of have to follow the story. So we had a little bit of a mind shift about 10% into the process. And we said, well, write less, discover more. And that's pretty much what we did. And we discovered a lot along the way, interviewing a lot of different people from a lot of different walks of life. And I think the one thing that did kind of bind those folks together was their love of the place, of the North Fork Valley, and how deeply they care about this area.
And I think I'll add to that, too. It was so interesting. I mean, I can't remember how many folks we interviewed, 5, 10, or however many people. But part of the writing process for John and I also, we transcribed those conversations, and then we kind of pieced them together into a overall conversation, like 5 to 8 different themed conversations. But it was fascinating how like folks that were so different were still saying the same thing, and how they like were speaking to each other without even knowing what the other folks had said. And it was interesting, the commonality about, you know, how much those folks love this place regardless of what direction they wanted to go in. I thought that was really impactful.
And Claire, as director, kind of the nuts and bolts of the movie, just talk a little bit about the process and how long it took and who was involved.
Sure. So we had a team of 8, 4 adults and 4 students. And none of the students were from the same school. We had a couple Paeonia kids, a couple Montrose kids, a homeschooled kid, and really people with all different backgrounds joining together to create this film. We, as a team of 8, we would journey to different places around Paeonia to interview people. So we interviewed an organic farmer at his farm. We interviewed some century farmers and cattle ranchers, the Campbells. We interviewed artists. We interviewed a former coal miner. And we just went around and really tried to get a lot of different perspectives. Each person played a different role on the team. So one of our students was in charge of all things art. So anytime we needed a poster or a picture or text, she designed it. One student was in charge of setting up our cameras. So she set the scene and chose our location every time we went to an interview. Another student traveled from Boulder to help me edit hours and hours and hours in my grandfather's old milking barn. And she was unbelievably helpful. And then, of course, Matt and John went through the process of transcribing every single word that everyone said and then piecing it together into some conversation between these different people. My dad and I worked really closely on the editing. He is very afraid of technology, but very good at storytelling. And I am really into technology and just learning about storytelling. So we made a really good team there.
Did you say it was a milking shed?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was hot in there. How did you edit for like, I mean, you had to edit 100 hours, right? How many hours?
Yeah, well, so in the heat of the summer, we moved inside.
Oh, okay. You've got like a standing desk in there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a super cool picture on the cover of the Montrose Daily Press. And you see John, who's also a writer and producer, he's holding this huge boom mic, right? What's the thing on the end of the boom mic called, Claire?
The microphone?
No, the fluffy thing.
Oh, yeah. The dead muskrat.
Oh, yeah, the dead muskrat. So you can see the huge dead muskrat, and John's like straining, you know, to get the perfect angle of this boom mic. He totally forgot to hit the record button. So it's like 3 or 4 hours. Anyway, but that's another example of, I mean, Clara is like a miracle worker and like a kung fu master with all this tech, okay? She talked about being good at tech. And like John and I, we're pretty decent at tech, but like we knew nothing about production. And in 8 months, we have learned so much from her. And not only is she like a filmmaker and a teacher, but it's like she was teaching the rest of the filmmakers. We learned so much. I mean, like
that alone for John and I has just been so valuable, because not just professionally, like we're doing video and videography and production for the school district, but like, you know, he and I have like co-written a couple of film scripts, and like now we could do a film, you know, and we wouldn't be able to say that if we hadn't done this project with Clara. So we're really grateful for that.
And this question is kind of for all three of you, but we'll start with you, John. Claire mentioned that there were some kids who worked as interns on the project and helped actually do the filming of it and the editing. As an educator, what value do you hope the kids will get out of this?
Well, I think the biggest thing is probably just the collaboration and teamwork and sticking with something for a long term. It took roughly eight months, I think, from the inception till tonight when we're going to premiere the movie. So I think that is probably the biggest takeaway for the students and even former students, because one of our cinematographers, Sydney Warner, who's now a photographer for the Montrose Daily Press and graduated 2 years ago, she's devoted a ton of time and talent to this project as well. And that's professional development for her future career. And I think she was an amazing asset to us as well.
It sounds like, Claire, from what you said, that the influence of the students was really invaluable. They really did a good job and helped out a lot.
Yeah, the students really made it, and their commitment was, like, unparalleled. We had two students driving from Montrose every time we had an interview. It's an hour in the car. One of them had to be driven because she doesn't have her driver's license yet. Her stepdad was an amazing assistant on set. And like John was saying, Sydney, who is a recent Montrose High graduate, lent her talents as a photographer. She's an incredible photographer. Every shot you see in the film that you love is because of Sydney.
You are listening to Locomotion on KVNF. We're interviewing the filmmakers of the documentary film Of Apples and Anthracite. The movie presents three different themes as it looks at possible futures for the Paonia community. Those futures revolve around oil and gas development, gentrification, and the idea that Paonia might not survive and become a ghost town. Each of the six interview subjects offer their thoughts on those possible futures. Paonia and the North Fork Valley have been the subject for artists throughout its history. The sense of place inspired by its geography and its culture has been rich artistic fodder for generations. The filmmakers concluded their interview with KVNF News by talking about that and the issues and dialogue that art creates. What is it about Paonia that makes it a special place artistically? You know, we've had authors and artists all through the years, Peter Heller, the McKenna brothers, Craig Childs, Eugenia Bone, all sorts of people like that have come from here or come to here to portray it artistically. We had a feature film that was here last year, Lily and Rose. They shot here in Paonia. And I was just wondering, what makes this place so special?
Her father has asked, I don't know, every single subject that exact question. And we might have gotten 10 or 15 different answers.
Well, I'm curious, Matt, yourself in particular, you're from the South.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have small towns down there that are, I'm guessing, maybe similar to ours. What was your impression of Paonia? What do you think makes it different?
Well,
the same?
Yeah, I think Paonia and the Western Slope, these are destination places, right? And I always thought it was cool as somebody from the South, or at least from the East. You know, you guys, and I guess, I mean, I'm a Coloradan. I've been here for like a decade. But, like, I always really thought it was neat, or at least unique, the psychology of, like, the pioneer on the license plate, you know? And, like, I've been here, you know, we talked to the Campbell family, and I mean, that's a six generations, right? I mean, that's, what is that, great great grandfathers or something. And so I think sort of the magic of Paonia and the West and the Western Slope is it's this combination of the old and the new. It's like you've got the pioneer spirit that you've been self-reliant, and you know, the whole covered wagon thing, and like you just packed it all up and brought the family. One of the Campbells mentioned their like great grandmother or something had this family of 10 kids and like put them all in a wagon and like, you know, went cross country out to Paonia. I mean, that's the story right there. But then at the same time, it's like we're in the 21st century and, you know, in a global economy, and it's like, how are we going to move forward and then maintain that pioneering spirit and like be our own thing, but also fit, you know, as a puzzle piece and the larger kind of community in the state and the nation. It's like really interesting. Sustainability, I think, you know, is really at the root of our story. But almost every small town is trying to figure out how are we going to move forward, because all the grandparents care about their grandkids. They want them to have good lives. And so we just got to figure out how to do that, I guess.
Yeah, I think Matt kind of helped me form my thoughts a little bit better. What I love about the Valley is that I can do everything I want. And there is this brilliant combination of the old with the new, or rural with accessibility. So like I can teach, which is what I love doing, but I can also go home at night and play with my goats and sit out under the stars and wear my pajamas outside and not worry about people seeing me. And yet I'm about to have gigabyte internet at my house. So it's just this brilliant combination of modern luxuries and a rural feel.
In my experience, it's really been kind of a learning experience for sure. I've been here for 10 years and there's still a lot of people in this town who would say that I'm a newbie. That would say, I don't have any right to talk about Paonia because I don't know its history. And I've been here for 10 years. You know, there's families that have been here for generations, like you say, 6, 7. There were people in this town whose descendants actually founded this town. And there is a significant culture clash. You know, a lot of those people, what I like to call the founders and their families, they don't want people making movies about Paonia. They don't want the word to get out about how great it is, because then people are going to come here. And I just wondered, did you come up against that kind of talk in your movie? And what are your thoughts about that?
So something that was really nice about our team was that we were mostly newcomers to this area, or even some folks who live in Montrose, but my dad is somewhat of an old timer. And so he was able to reach out to people from his childhood and ask them if they would talk to us. And they said yes, but only because it was my dad asking. And so we had this really nice relationship, or this like a really nice connection to people we otherwise might not have been able to talk to, because we all really are outsiders except for my dad. And so he gave us that access to these really incredible old timers. And like Matt was saying earlier, come to find out, they love this valley as much as the people who move here because they want to be here. They love the people who are moving here. And there's a lot of good going on. But if you watch the film, you'll see there's also some real conflicts like you talked about. And they're not going to just go away. And I don't know like what your guys' experience with that was, but...
Well, my parents came here to Crawford in 2000, and when I was a sophomore in college, I transferred over to Western in Gunnison, because one of the things that first struck me about coming over the mountains, when you come down off McClure Pass and passing, you know, Paonia Reservoir and find yourself on the Western Slope, is you feel like you can breathe. And I grew up near Boulder on the Front Range and spent the first 19 years of my life there. And there's just a very different feeling on the Western Slope, and I think it's very appealing and attractive to a lot of folks who are tired of the fast pace of life in the bigger cities in the Front Range, the congestion, the, you know, just so many people moving to the Front Range. And it's like you can breathe again when you come to the Western Slope. And I definitely understand why people want to move here. And I also understand the apprehension of the folks who've been here forever about the Western Slope potentially becoming just as bad as the Front Range. And that's one of the central tensions of this film. And it's perhaps a conflict that is not resolved and maybe won't be resolved. And maybe it's an age old conflict. There's that line in one of the Eagles songs called The Last Resort. And it says something like, if you call a place paradise, you can kiss it goodbye. And I think that is a worry of longtime residents, and probably for good reason.
I think that's a great way to sum it up. Matt, what would you say is next for the movie? Is it going to be, like you say, it's a short documentary. Is it going to be entered in any film festivals or anything like that?
As producer today, this will be news to Claire and John because we hadn't had time to talk about it. But yeah, so I'm currently looking at festivals we might enter. And by the way, I think Durango Film Festival is going to be a good one. Yeah, so the deadline on that is September 1, too. So we'll have to do that one pretty quickly. And that's not confirmed. But, you know, I'm looking. You know, the cool thing about Paonia, kind of like we had talked about, Eric, is, you know, this is a really unique place. But at the same time, these are struggles that a lot of towns are facing. Not just in the West or the East or the North or the South. You know, a lot of folks feel like they're getting left behind, and a lot of folks feel like there's an identity crisis as to, you know, what's going to be the economic driver moving forward, what's going to be the cultural identity of this place. We know what it has been before. Some people are terrified at the direction that it's moving in. But I think we tried in this film to tap into that thematic vein, and we're hopeful that there'll be some more festivals that we can exhibit the film in and get the message out there. So,
Of Apples and Anthracite, it's playing tonight here at the Paradise Theater here on Friday night in Paonia. We've been with Matt Jenkins, John Steele, and Clara Penna. Thank you all so much. I really much appreciate your time.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We've been joined on Local Motion by filmmakers Matt Jenkins, John Steele, and Clara Penna. Thanks so much to all of them for talking about their documentary film Of Apples and Anthracite. The movie portrays the North Fork Valley and the Paonia area community at a crossroads. While the future remains uncertain, there will no doubt be more artists in the future who will continue the dialogue about who we are and where we're going. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.
And you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Street beside the red neon light, that's where I met my baby on one hot summer night. He was the tender and I ordered a beer. It's been 40 years and I'm still sitting here. But you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on, heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. It's here I had my babies and I had my first kiss. I've walked down Main Street in the cold morning mist. Over there is where I bought my first car. It turned over once, but then it never went far.